Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
A Kelduma, and it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, a Kelduma, that is to say, the field of blood. Acts 1:19. Never was a tract of land more fittingly named than a Kelduma, an Aramaic word meaning field of blood, for it had been purchased with blood money, the price of blood. The purchaser had been Judas, through the executors of his estate, as it were, following his suicide, but the blood he sold to acquire the price of the field, he had deemed innocent blood. The miserable 30 shekels of silver that consummated this transaction was the price of a slave in ancient Israel, but this slave was none other than God incarnate. So the 30 pieces of silver, the price set by the religious leaders of Israel, was the price for the sale of God. The prophet Zechariah, more than 500 years before, had acted out a prophecy of these strange events. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver, a goodly price that I was prized at of them. Next, according to both prophecy and fulfillment, this blood money was cast down in the temple and then used to buy the potter's field. These and many other such details in these accounts constitute a remarkable type and fulfillment of prophecy, and thus a testimony of both divine inspiration and divine foreordination. But more than that, it is a striking picture of the price of our salvation. For the field of blood typifies the world, and Christ is the man who, searching for treasure hid in a field, sells all that he has and buys that field. All that he had, the very blood of his life, was willingly shed that we, dead in sins and hidden in the world, might be purchased with his own blood.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.